I feel like the message the Lord gave me tonight is a very serious one. Deceived. The Lord gave me this some time back, just the word. And I don't believe I knew where he wanted me to deliver it, or even he developed it since I've been here, but before the thought was already there. And so he chose it for Ashford, Alabama, for what reason, God knows. Let's go to Galatians 6 and 7. Deceived.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap.
You know, to be deceived is to, many times people might feel like they're on the right way, going the right path, and they're not as they should be. And so the Lord knows what many times the devil himself has, he's the deceiver. He is the one that deceives people, but God is truth. The devil is not truth. He's a lie. He was a lie from the beginning. And he wants to blind our eyes sometimes to things that we might not even realize that it's not so, not acceptable in his sight, and it becomes a deception to us. So we want to look tonight at deceive the enemy and his tactics and how he makes an effort to deceive us. This scripture says, be not deceived. God doesn't want us to be deceived. He wants us to understand truth. He wants us to understand what he requires of us. Let's go to Proverbs 14 and 25. But we don't have to be deceived. And he, as we read the word of God, we get an understanding of how to keep from being deceived. Yeah. Many times it's written in the Bible, be not deceived, do not be deceived in all of this. God doesn't want that. He wants us to have a clear understanding of his way and his truth. Did anyone get Proverbs 14:25?
A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies.
A true witness delivers souls. What is truth is going to be freedom and deliverance in that. But a deceiver speaketh lies. There are many people, the devil uses people to deceive people. And there are many people that deceive others. Sometimes it's for their own benefit that they are deceiving others. And sometimes they are deceived themselves and they deceive others. But you know, I'm thankful for the word of God because it's clear and plain.
Yes.
And it gives us light and understanding. Being deceived is like being in darkness. But when we follow what the Bible says, we won't be in darkness, but we'll be in light. And that's what we want, because that's what it's going to take to go to heaven. John 8 and 44. You might ask yourself while they're getting it, why does the devil want to deceive us? There's a scripture that says, he's walking to and fro the earth. He's walking up and down in it. That's one scripture. And then another one said he's seeking whom he may devour. You see, at the end of the world, when the judgment comes, the devil and all his angels are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And he wants to get as many people in that lake that he can with him. And so he's trying to devour our souls. And this is one of the ways he uses to devour us, deceive us, make us think one thing is right when it's not. So let's read on.
John 8:44, mm-hmm. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
You see, he was a murderer from the beginning. The devil is a liar. He never abode in the truth. Some people believe that the devil was once in heaven and got kicked out of heaven, but that is not so. He never was there. He wasn't in the truth, and he's not the truth. He has no truth in him.
Amen.
He is a lie, and anything he tells you, it's a lie. Sometimes he might put a little truth in it, make it, you know, deceive you like he deceived Eve, but he has he is a lie. He told Eve, he said, you won't die. So he tell a little of the truth to make it seem like it's true, but he deceived her. She did die, and all mankind died because of her sin and because of Adam's sin. Sometimes I kind of wonder what would happen if Adam had just resisted and she had done the wrong and he didn't. I feel like mankind would have been spared. The Lord would have taken her out of here, gave him a new wife. But that didn't happen like that. She was deceived. Adam was not deceived. And yet he disobeyed because of the lie that the devil told her. Let's go to Revelation 20:10. We want to see what the devil's, why he tries to deceive us.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
The devil deceived them. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. He is going, that's ultimately what's going to happen to the devil, the deceiver. But he wants others to go with him. And if we, there's another scripture in Revelations that shows where not only the devil, but those that he deceived would also go into the lake of fire, will also be punished. So we want to do our part to do all we can to not allow the devil to deceive us in any way. Let's go now to 1 John 3:7-8. We need to recognize the devil's deceptions. We need to recognize and expose it. And tonight, I want to be able to expose some of his ways of deceiving people.
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Thank the Lord for the Son of Man, for Jesus that died on the cross, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We don't have to be deceived, but we need to be wise. The scripture says, be wise. Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And that's what God wants us to be. We don't have to walk around here and be unstable. There is one scripture says, beguiling unstable souls. He wants us to know the right way to know what's truth and what's not. Revelations 12, 7, we're going to read all the way to from 7 to verse 12.
And there was a war in heaven. Michael and the angel fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angel, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death.
I want to explain this to you. Number one, Revelation is in symbolic language. Some people feel like when they said there was a war in heaven, that the devil was in heaven. This is not talking about in heaven where Jesus is. This is talking about the ecclesiastical heaven. Like in one scripture said, we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, he was cast down. That's why Jesus came, to give power over the devil, to cast him down where we can have victory over him. Yes. Not up there in heaven. Jesus said he never abode in the truth. He was never there. But in this realm, the word in Job, God asked the devil, where have you been? He says, from going to and fro the earth, walking up and down. And there came a place when Jesus came, and when he died on the cross, he gave the power over the devil to where he no longer had control over the masses of people. Yes. He does when you're not saved. But through Jesus Christ, he can have no control over you anymore. And this is what this is referring to. It is not referring to him going, being an angel in heaven, and then getting cast down. No. There was no war in the heavens where Jesus, God is. That war is in this spiritual realm right here, in the heavenly places here. And so we want to go on. We do not want to be deceived. Much of the scriptures verify that he is not, the devil was never abode in truth. We can balance it out with scripture. The devil was not a part of God's holy environment. No. He's only here on this earth. So he's here to deceive people and to get them where they will be lost forever. But he often uses people, and we want to look at some of the different ways that he uses people to deceive other people. 2 Timothy 3 and 13. I would appreciate if you can get the scriptures, because it's late. And we want to move along.
But evil men and seducers shall run worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Evil men. These are the ones that the devil uses to deceive us. We can look at their lives and know that they are deceiving us. By their lies, we can tell what kind of person they are. 2 John 1 and 7.
For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
There are people in the world that are deceiving people about Christ. Some of them don't confess that Christ has come in the flesh. And some might say it, but then they do not, their lives do not line up with what Jesus died for. Jesus died that we might not sin. He died to get rid of the sin business. He died that we might be free from sin. And yet sometimes people might confess, I know the man, so to speak, but they live in sin and they do the wrong things that Jesus died to cleanse us from. Let's go to Matthew 24, 4 and 5, and then verse 12. But God wants us to be careful. He wants us to be wise. He wants us to be aware of the enemy's tricks and his tactics.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. But many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Read on.
Just skip down to verse 12.
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
I probably have it wrong. But anyway, there are people that are...
Verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise.
That's it.
And shall deceive many.
There you go. We have in our time, and they had it then, people that would deceive people. And Jesus knew that after he left, those false prophets will begin to deceive people, and they are doing it today. But we don't have to listen to them. We have to know enough about what God says in his word that we do not have to be deceived. He wants our eyes open. He doesn't want us to be tripped up and ensnared by the deceivers. Mark 13, verses 5 and 6. We have many innocent souls that have been deceived by people trying to get, some of them trying to get followers, trying to get people to follow them for their own gain. But we want to be wise, and we don't want to let these things happen. Mark 13.
And Jesus answered them again to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
You know, you might think, well, I haven't heard anybody say I'm Christ, but do you know there are people that lift themselves up as though they are Christ?
Yes.
They want people to respect them and as though you're giving God respect. I was in Honduras, and I have a friend there, and she was telling me about a church she was in. The sad thing about it, she went back to it. But they would come in, they had the pastor. When he got ready to walk in the chapel, everybody had to stand up, and they had to stand, keep standing till he got seated, and then they sat down. It's just many. We're not around that, so we don't realize how it happens. But there are places, and I know right now of a group of people that the leader considers himself like Jesus, like the Son of God.
My Lord.
I don't remember the exact words he used, but these people are trying to get people to worship them. And this is a deception.
Yes.
You know, you young people at home, and you're very much protected, don't realize it. There are a lot of things out in the world where people will try to deceive young people and get them to come into their beliefs, which is not according to the scripture. They are deceiving many people. Yes. Now, I know this one group of people, they will take anybody. They tend to separate husbands and wives. If the wife goes with them, then it begins to be a conflict between that wife and the husband. They'll even take the children in as part of their cult. And they might not say they're a cult, but that's what it is. And so you all need to get a solid foundation of what the Word of God says and stand on it. Because soon you're going to be out in the world making choices on your own. And it'd be very easy to get caught up in some of these deceptions. Let's go now to 2 Peter 2 and 15 and then to 22.
2 Peter 2:15.
Mm-hmm.
Which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam and the son of Beor, who love the wages of unrighteousness.
Let's start, I think, hold on just a minute. Let's start at 12.
For these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that counted pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you.
Keep going.
Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart, they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way, and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam, and the son of Beor, who loved the ways of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity.
The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet.
Yes.
These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of their flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who lived in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, then after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallet in the mire. What this is saying, these are people that once knew the right way. They turned away. And now they are not only turned away, but they try to deceive others and bring others into the way they're doing. This is a deception. Sometimes people will, first they know right. They said it'd been better that they hadn't known the right way. And then they decide they don't want it anymore, and they turn away from it. But they are many times not satisfied. They'll try to get someone else to go the way they're going. We want to be careful, but you look at their lives.
Yes.
This is how you know a deceiver. He might be trying to tell you to do this and do that, but how are they living? These people, they're no longer living in, they're living in a way of unrighteousness. When you see a person telling you that they know the right way, but they're not living right, don't follow. Don't follow. I was thinking, and I was telling you all about that sister in Dallas, and she was in this religion, and they were speaking in tongues. And she, when I told her that was the wrong spirit, she said, "Well, I thought it was something wrong because they could speak in tongues. We could speak in tongues, but we didn't live any better." That was the clue right there, the way they live. We can look at how a person lives and recognize whether they are leading you the right way. Because the Bible says, by their fruit you shall know them. Let's go to Matthew 10:16.
"Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves."
We are in a world full of wolves.
Yes.
People that are willing to try to deceive you and lead you the wrong way. But the Lord said, Jesus said, "Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." We don't have to do anything wrong to try to keep from it, but we can know when we're being led the wrong way. I was thinking about how sometimes we might have friends. And Jesus said, "Be ye friends, make ye friends of mammon." And it's okay to make friends of people in the world. But you don't want to allow their lifestyle to become yours. We have to be careful of our bosom buddies, who we run with.
Yes.
And so, because one scripture says, evil communication corrupt good manners. So we want to be wise and be careful who we associate with. And it's not that we're so good and we can't, we're afraid to be friends and we don't want. No, that's not what it is. We just want to live right. That's the main thing. We want to make sure that the way we're going is the way of the world, way of the word. Now, how are we going to know when something is wrong? One scripture says, we'll know them by their fruit. Another scripture, let's go to that scripture. Matthew 7:15-20.
Beware of false prophets
which come to you in sheep's clothes, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
Keep going to 20.
You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth good fruit, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
See, you don't want to be deceived, and you don't have to. If you look at a person and they're telling you, I'll say it like we live, for instance. Sometimes people say, it's okay to do such and such, right? But the Word of God says something different. It's okay. God knows you are human. I had, in Boley, we had a man visit our service, and he wanted to justify living in sin. And he started saying something. And it was like, you know, I can't help it. I'm living in sin. I can't help it. God knows that I'm human. But if you look at their lives, you know that, I'll tell you, one of the brothers dealt with that man, and he told him, he said, the next time you come, be sober. In other words, he felt like the man was full of alcohol, and he's trying to talk about, you know, the things of God. But you see, by his fruit, you know him. Why would you go along or let him convince you the right way when he's not living right himself?
Yes.
We don't, the Bible says, know them by their fruit. God doesn't want us to be ignorant of the devil's devices. He wants us to recognize how he works and what he is. 1 Corinthians 6, and let's read verses 9 through 11. We see people that are righteous. We don't need to allow them to lead us in the same way. And a lot of people do. They're doing the wrong thing, and they want to get you to do the wrong thing. But we don't have to give in to it.
1 Corinthians 6 and 9.
Yes.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers,
effeminate,
nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
So you see here, don't be deceived. These people that got all this, and some people try to carry themselves as they're very knowledgeable about the Bible, and they know the right way, and they try to encourage you in the way they go. But if you look at their lives and you see these kind of behaviors in their life, don't be deceived. Let's go now to 1 Corinthians, I think we did 15 and 33. But let's read it again.
Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners.
That's the scripture that I was talking about a while ago. Don't be deceived. If you allow yourself to hang around with evil people that are doing evil things, it's going to affect you. That's why you be cautious as to who you hang with. And yet you can be friendly. I want to stress that it's okay to be friendly with people, but you don't hang with them. They say, let's go here and let's do this and let's do that. Don't do it, because it's going to affect you.
Yes.
Even their conversation will affect you. Deuteronomy 11 and 16.
Take heed to yourselves
that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them.
You know what? The gods of this world today, there are many. I could go down a list of gods that people worship. And it's not necessarily an image of an animal or a creature. It's the gods of this world that people are worshiping today. But be not deceived. God doesn't want us to do that. He wants to have first place in our lives and not allow ourselves to worship gods. And we discussed that the other day. Now let's go to Luke 21:8.
And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them.
Amen. So no matter who says I'm this and I'm that, do not, I'm Christ. Or even if they don't say I'm Christ, they put themselves up on a pedestal like they're Christ. Don't go after them. Now, I want us to finish up thinking about how we can avoid being caught up in a deception. Let's go to Acts 17, verses 10 and 11. How can we keep from being caught up in a deception or being deceived? This might not be a shouting message that you can feel like you can shout, but it is something that can keep us from being ensnared by the enemy. The devil is working overtime.
Yes.
He knows his time is short. And so he's doing all, putting out all little traps and things he can to get us off the right track and onto a byroad, so to speak, which will not lead to heaven. So we want to be careful because this has to do with our eternity. We don't want to be deceived. We don't want to be carried away. Today there are people that once knew God and they once knew the right way and they went away from it. And they still feel like they're okay. That's a sad state to be in. That's a deception state. When I once knew God, but then I turned away from him, from the things that he has shown me is wrong to do, I start doing the wrong things again. That is a deception. So 17 and 10 says, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. You see, the Bereans were more noble than the Thessalonica because they searched the scriptures. This is one way to keep from being deceived. Search the scriptures. Get in knowledge and understanding what the scriptures say. So when somebody tells you this is the right way, you'll know if it is or isn't. This is very, very serious.
Yes.
Because many people are being deceived. John 5:39.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Search the scriptures. The scriptures will tell you the right way. Like tonight, we hear. I'm reading these things to you. You, each one has the responsibility to read the word for themselves. And they'll know whether they've been told the right thing or not.
Mark 13:33.
Yeah.
Take ye heed, watch and pray.
That's it.
For ye know not when the time is.
Take heed. This is another way to know, to keep from being deceived. Take heed, watch and pray. All of this we need to do because we have a soul and there are people out there that are beguiling unstable souls. Pray for me.